you call a land that has, it's all overgrown with trees and?
Well, you call that grown up.
Uh-huh.
Grown up, just timber, grown up.
Uh-huh. If you wanted to get rid of all the trees and brush on your land, you'd say you were going to?
Clean it up.
Uh-huh. What about land that has water standing in it most of the time?
Well, you call that lakes more. Lakes on the wall, on the ground.
Uh-huh. Where would, if you were going to go hunting, you know, you might go out in a real crowded, sort of wet place where...
That's right, where you call that a swamp, wetted place.
Uh-huh.
Swamp, wetted place land.
Uh-huh. Does that have trees in it?
Oh, yeah. There'd be plenty of trees. There are always trees around wet, sobby land, you know. You call it sobby.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
If you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it, you'd say you were going to
clean it up,
or
get it drained.
Okay.
Where it'll drain off, make ditches.
What's that?
Make ditches so it'll drain off.
Uh huh. And something along the side of the road to carry the water off.
A ditch.
Okay. And if it had been raining for a while, then the water cut out a little.
Ditch run out in a little ditch like.
Uh-huh. What about if that went on for a long time and the water washed out a big
gully, a big hole.
Okay. What different kinds of streams do you have around here?
Streams. Well, you wouldn't have but one or two streams around here. Which would be a screen wire, then it'd be another wire over screen wire, which would be a corrugated.
Which would be what?
Corrugated wire. It's a little bigger hole.
Uh-huh.
In the screen.
Well, what about in water? What different? There's of course the Mississippi River. Then what else is smaller than the river?
A bar. A bar is smaller than a river. Creek. Bog like that.
How's a bog different from a creek?
Well, a creek is a wide open place and plenty of sand goes down in it, water.
Mm-hmm.
A bog is just like a ditch go down through there with plenty of, with water in it, but not as much as would in a creek.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be the difference. A creek is have sand in it, and a bog you can't find sand in it.
What about them? Something smaller than a bow.
Would be a ditch.
Well, with water in it.
That's right. Got water in it. A ditch got water in it.
Uh-huh. Would you ever speak of a branch or a brook?
Well, a branch, yeah. A branch would be water in it, and when it rained, be plenty of water go down it,
mm-hmm.
but not water just stay in it, you know. They will get dry.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Tell me some of the names of some of the creeks or bowls around here, or
well,
branches.
Coles Creek and Big Black. Heap of these creeks have no name. Coles Creek do have a name.
Uh-huh.
Then we call this the creek here going towards Harrison. Going this way to the creek just under the hill, it's about it ain't a half a mile from here, no more than a half. All right, it dips in the Coles Creek come down from Harrison. Cold creeks empty into the creek of Melton, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's several creeks, you know.
What about bars?
What, bars? Bars? Oh. Boy, there's so many bars. this bar here, right back of my house, it empties into the creek down here, Cold Creek's like.
Does it have a name?
No. Number one, bar. Say the bar where you go towards Howard Wells over here.
Where you go what?
Towards Howard Wells over here.
Uh-huh.
Then there's another bar across over further, you know, into this same bar. See, there's plenty of bars, but it comes in, the different one come in, they got to go into the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And
to open the door, you take hold of the door?
Knob and turn.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use that word knob talking about land?
Well, no.